the humanitarian situation is really worsening by the day. Right now, there's a conflict escalation in Darfur, and probably what is going to be one of the most horrific and biggest battle of Darfur is currently happening in Al-Fashir, where there is millions of people basically trapped, people who are hungry, people who have no access to basic services. And, you know, over the weekend, there's been fighting in the streets, heavy artillery, airstrikes, even hitting a hospital, a pediatric hospital. So this is in Darfur, but across the country, there is clashes. There are people hungry, people fleeing, and every week is worse than the other.
And one of the biggest problems is getting the aid to the people. And it appears that the warring parties are not allowing the humanitarian organizations to do this. So why are they stopping the flow of aid?
Yes, humanitarian access and humanitarian space is completely obstructed by parties to the conflict. We're not able to bring assistance from one side of the country to the other. We're facing a lot of restriction all across. And really, the people who are suffering the most are the civilians that have been waiting for food aid, cash, assistance, medical aid, shelter, and they've just left with themselves. The only people that manage to reach them are the people that are already there. For example, local respondents who are in conflict zone and who are running, you know, small soup kitchens, small shelters, small medical facilities that are able to support, but this is really a drop in the ocean compared to what is needed. As to why those obstructions are happening, I have no idea. What I know is that this is against international humanitarian law. And frankly, it's against like every single aspect of humanity when you have an entire country that is facing such a catastrophic level of suffering and of hunger.